Come sit with us at Berean Bible Fellowship. We're about to listen to Pastor Bruce David Bell as the Lord speaks through the truth of His Word. Come sit with us.
Whether we like it or not, as we well know, we live our lives on display before others. We live before those in our family. We live before our friends, before those on the job, before those at school. And we live before those in the church. And as those who belong to Jesus Christ, we are constantly being evaluated, aren't we? We are constantly being scrutinized to see if our lives, to see if our behavior measures up to our words, to see if we are who we claim to be in Christ. Not that we are perfect. We are far from being perfect. But people want to see. They want to know if we are real. Because many times that is how they determine if Jesus Christ is real. If he has really made a difference in our lives. And so it is not a matter of perfection. It is a matter of integrity. And in the passage of Scripture that is before us today, in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 18 through 24, that is the subject that Paul brings before the people in the church in the city of Corinth. The subject of integrity. Paul had told them that their good friend Titus had welcomed the opportunity to come to them and to encourage them to continue to collect the funds for the people in the church in the city of Jerusalem who were suffering greatly in their poverty. And they knew that Titus was a man that they could trust. He was a man of integrity. And Paul adds this in verse 18. He says, "We have also sent along with him another brother in Christ, a brother whom you also know, the brother whose fame, Epaphras, whose praise, whose integrity in the things of the gospel, whose teaching and preaching, whose selfless sacrifice and service for Christ, whose reputation as a man of God has spread throughout all of the churches. Like Titus, he too was a trustworthy servant of the Lord, whose spiritual integrity was well known by all of them. These would be the men who would be entrusted with that large sum of money that was to be delivered to the believers in Jerusalem. Men who were above reproach. Men who had character. Men who could be trusted with this generous gift. A gift that would reflect the heart of the people, not only in the church in Corinth, but those in the other churches as well. A gift that had been entrusted to men of proven worth. And Paul did not choose those men because of their financial expertise. He chose those men because they were men of honor. That is what God is looking for, isn't it? Men and women of honor, men and women of integrity. And not only this, Paul adds in verse 19, we are not alone in our assessment of him, this unknown brother, this brother whom you know, because he has also been appointed. Hieroteneo in Greek. He has been selected by a majority of the people in all of the churches as well. He was a man who could be trusted. And he could be trusted, Paul says, to travel with us in this gracious work to deliver this financial assistance in Jerusalem. His life was on public display, and he had proven to be worthy of that trust. And then, as perhaps it is now, those type of individuals are difficult to find, aren't they? So Paul says, these funds are also being administered by us, diakoneo. We will personally pay close attention to this important aspect of the ministry. Why? He says in verse 19, for the glory of the Lord, for his majesty. This was the primary reason why these funds were being collected, for the glory of God. And this is the primary reason why they wanted to make sure that everything was being done in proper order, in a godly way, for the glory of Christ himself. And shouldn't that be the reason why we do what we do? For his glory? And so, Paul says, we desire to show our readiness. Prothomia in Greek. We want to show our willingness. We want to show our eagerness to avoid even the appearance of the misappropriation of these funds, so that those believers there who are in such great need might in fact receive this assistance without any administrative costs, without any handling costs, without any hidden fees. Paul wanted to make sure they got the money. So he says, we're taking every precaution. Stelo in Greek. We are being attentive to every detail so that no one should discredit us. Maomai in Greek. So that there will not be a stain on this effort. And so we bring a stain upon the name of Christ in our administration of this generous gift. Well, that we would pay attention to those words as we seek to minister for the Lord, that we bring no stain upon his name by the way we handle ourselves in the ministry. Because we know all too well that the enemy of our soul is always looking for an opportunity to accuse us of inappropriate behavior so that the name of Christ is dragged through the mud, yes, by us. So, we have regard, Paul says in verse 21, pranaeo in Greek. We have had the foresight to plan ahead so that we might avoid these traps, might avoid these pitfalls, so that we might avoid these schemes of the enemy. Because he says we have respect for what is honorable, kalos in Greek, for what is right, for what is good, for what is excellent, so that we might be found blameless in all of these things. It says not only in the sight of the Lord, who sees all things, but that we might also be found blameless in the sight of men, since we know that we are always on display before them. As we are told in Romans chapter 12, verse 17, where it says, we are to respect what is right. We are to live in the sight of all men in that way. And we're further told in Proverbs 23, we are to bind kindness and truth around our neck. We are to write these things on the tablet of our heart. And so Paul adds in verse 22, we have also sent with them a third person, another man of great integrity, another brother in Christ, whom we have often tested. Da gematso in Greek. We have put him to the test, and we have found him to be genuine. We have found him to be diligent, committed to excellence in many things. And now he has proven to be even more diligent. Spoudaias. In Greek, he's even more eager to come to you now because he has been encouraged. He has great confidence in you. He's heard of your great repentance. He's heard of your renewed commitment to the things of Christ. And so now he is even more eager to get involved in this gracious work. These three men were to be the financial committee who would accompany Paul to Jerusalem. Well, that certainly raises the bar for those involved, even in the financial part of the ministry, doesn't it? These are to be men of integrity, men of honor, men who are well known for their love of the Lord and for their commitment to him. And so Paul says in verse 23, look, let me just summarize this for you. As for Titus, he's my partner, koinonos in Greek. We share a common bond in Christ. He's my fellow worker, synergos in Greek. He is my co-laborer among you. And as for those other two brothers in Christ, Paul says they are messengers of the church. Apostolos in Greek. They have been commissioned by the church. They represent them, and they have the authority of the church, and they are responsible for handling those funds properly. But beyond that, even beyond that, they labor, Paul says, for the glory of Christ, to bring honor, to bring glory to his name. And there is no greater responsibility, is there? There is no greater commendation for anyone to receive than that, is there? Even while we are so aware that so many people are bringing so much shame, so much disgrace, so much dishonor to the name of Christ today. We are to be men and women of integrity, men and women of honor, men and women who lift up the name of Christ not only by our words, but by our lives. Therefore, Paul concludes in verse 22, I call upon you to respond to this appeal. How? He says openly. Before the churches, respond in such a way that it publicly brings glory to Christ. Show them by your actions the proof of your love, endexis in Greek. Demonstrate your love by your financial support of those in Jerusalem. And so that will validate our reason for boasting about you, Kalhethis. That will give evidence for our proud confidence in you, as you are on display before God, and you are on display before man in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen.
You've been listening to Bruce David Bell, pastor of Berean Bible Fellowship. If the Lord has ministered to you through this message and you would like more information, then visit us on the web at bbfva.org.